This is a decision for a patient. Christopher Hall, CHRISTOPHERHALL. Date of birth is 4/5/1988. Date of accident is 12/22/2021. Date of service is 6/13/2021. I'm sorry, 6/13/2022 is the date of service. The patient is here for a new patient visit. The patient reports that he was involved in an automobile accident on 12/22/2021. As a result, all the symptoms came. The chief complaints are pain in the lower back, right wrist, right shoulder, and pain in the base of the second metacarpal base of the right wrist. Radiation to the right buttock. History of automobile accident is as follows. The patient reports that at around 10:30 p.m. on 12/22/2021, was traveling as a front seat passenger. A female friend was driving the car who did not go to the ER at all. The driver of their car failed to yield. So traveling in a Dodge Journey and they were collided into Chevy Impala. Accident occurred on Grand River and Saint S-A-I-N-T Redderford, R-E-D-D-E-R-F-O-R-D Street. Patient report that they were traveling on Grand River and the other car was trying to make a left turn and their car was hit off in a T-bone fashion on a passenger side. Where he was sitting. Now the impact caused both the cars to be total. Their car, axle, transmission, everything was broken. Seatbelt was not broken, the windshields are not broken, but the seat belt caused the injury. There was no loss of consciousness, airbags deploy, all of them. The patient reported he was wearing seat belt at the time of accident. The speed of their car was 45, the other car was only 5 to 10, and they are the one who hit the other car on a T-bone fashion on the passenger side. The shoulder was impacted because of the seat belt. However, there was no head injury, and patient report that he braced before the accident was going to happen, so he never hit into the dashboard, nor the lower extremity or upper extremity. Patient, the history of presenting illness, patient denies any headaches. In the TBI symptom, patient report he's suffering from a mild dizziness, and that is only worse when he gets up in the morning. There is some nightmare and fearful of the event. However, the patient report that there is no history of any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. He denies any confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient denies any vision problem, no spots in the vision or double vision. Patient denies any incontinence with the urine bowel or any erectile dysfunction. And there is no nausea vomiting associated. In the pain symptom, patient reports that he suffers from a moderate to severe pain in the right shoulder and into the lower back, right wrist. The pain in the right shoulder is 6, lower back is 9. Patient has a difficulty lifting the arm beyond 160 degrees on the right side in abduction, beyond which a patient reports some pain. The lower back pain is reported to be 9 and is radiating to the right buttock only, but not below the buttock. The rest of the extremity, there is no radiation and it's only limited. In the right wrist, patient has a lot of pain in the right wrist, and especially at the base of the second metacarpal. Pain level is around 8. Patient report that he has no incontinence or no erection issues, but he can only walk up to upper block due to the pain in the lower back. He can sit on the seat for 20-30 minutes, but he has to keep changing his position. He can stand less than 20 minutes. He can sleep less than 5 hours. These pains are reported to be present several times a week as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping. The pain severity is between 6 to 9. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain are pain is worsened by sitting, standing, and lying down, and improved by medications. He reports of another injury in February where it was a Super Bowl he fell at home and he was taken to Beaumont Hospital. The X-rays were there, there was a fracture of the fibula. It was not motor vehicle related and has not, no significance at this time. He is not complaining of that. However, he complains of numbness, tingling pins and needle of the right wrist and the hand and the left buttock, with the muscle weakness, especially impotence, and no blood bowel incontinence are reported. Patient has sleep problem, depression problem, anxiety problem, denies any suicidal thought, homicidal thought, concentration problem, self-worth or mood problem. In the past treatment, patient reports that he has tried physical therapy, massage, medications, and even injection to the left shoulder that have not helped. He did not lift the treatment areas. And he did not go to the emergency room either. He has been trying home therapy basically. In the system review is all negative, except in psychiatry there is a positive history of bipolarity, short-term memory loss, learning disability since 96, and he was incarcerated at that time. Past surgical history, appendix surgery when he was 9 years old, allergies none. Family history is positive, mother is suffering, is alive but suffers from hypertension. Father is alive, suffers from brain aneurysm. Siblings, 3 sisters, 1 brother, all okay. Relationships, patient is single and lives with his grandmother. Job and employment history, patient is not working and is on disability since 1996. Legal history, patient has Applebaum and Stone as his attorney representing his issues. Personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke occasionally and does use marijuana for recreational purpose and treatment purpose also. The ADOs that are reported affected are as follows. The patient reports that opening container, cooking in the kitchen, ability to lift dinner plates are affected, 8. Walking, standing, running, and reaching into cabinets are affected, 7. Doing yard work, vacuuming are affected, 6. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 148 over 82, pulse is 60, pulse, ox is 98, respiratory rate is 20, temperature 96.1. Height is reported to be 6 feet 2, weight is 250. And this is a 33-year-old white male. Who is presenting here? As an average build and nutrition alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clogging, colony care is noticed. The hydration is good, no acute distress is noticed, no shortness of breath or pain faces are noticed. Patient exhibits a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with no deficits, not using any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, including the neurological and musculature examination that is found to be completely normal. The gait is also completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation from the template. Spine tenderness is only present in L4-5 and S1. Sacroiliac joints are not tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. Paraspinal muscles are not in spasm. No tenderness or hypertonicity is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal at flexion, at forward flexion 60, extension 60. Bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. The lumbar spine range of motion forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify reported the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, dyspraxia test, Sotoval test, myelopathy are all negative. thoracic spine, Bruce test negative, slum test negative. In lumbar spine, Bruce's kidney test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Braga test negative, Kemp test negative. Brzezinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, both the sacroiliac joints are non-tender. The standing flexion test, iliac compression test, disc flexion test negative. Faber test, Gosselin test, and Thunderbolt sign are all negative. The examination of the extremities, except for the right wrist and right shoulder, all the other extremities are completely normal, and they're warm to touch, well perfused, motor power 5x5, except in the right arm is 4x5. There is no other tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. The range of motion for all other joints is normal. Quick test negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed. The examination of the right shoulder reveals the following. On inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal and there are no tender points noticed except there is some pain in the rotator cuff region and AC joint. Range of motion is limited to 160 degrees of abduction on active motion. Passive motion is completely normal. Muscle strength 4x5. Special test for suppressed minor testing was done and it revealed Hawken Kennedy test was positive, anti-Bacon test positive, near test, speed test was positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative, drop arm test is negative. Examination of the right wrist and hand reveals that there is general tenderness. However, no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer wound, fractures are noticed. Color of the skin is normal. The muscle weakness is only 4x5. Atrophy of thinner prominence is not present. Range of motions are normal. Active passive, reflex is normal. Grip is normal. Motor power normal. Sensation is normal. The peripheral pulses are normal. Carpal tunnel testing was done and it is found that tunnels and silent sign are positive. The grips are good. Diagnosis, V89.2 XXT, CNF, F41.1, F30.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, upper extremity, left shoulder, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, possible fracture of the left clavicle. In the wrist, left wrist, M25.531, fracture of the radius, fracture of the second metacarpal. And then in the hand, right pain in the right hand, M79.64 and G56.01. Cervical spine, M54.2, thoracic spine, 54.09. Lumbar spine 54.5, M51.27, 54.16, S33.5 XXL. In the sacroiliac spine and the left sacroiliac joint, also will be patient sending some pain, S33.5 XXL. Plan of care for Christopher Hall is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered. Patient has already done a therapy in the time of accident for the last several months and he wants to continue physical therapy as a considered mechanism, which is okay with us, at 2 times per week. For neck, lower back, the left shoulder, left wrist, with the attraction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. The medications. Following medications have been provided for the patient. Mobic 7.5 milligrams twice a day with food and with SFX 20 milligrams twice a day. The Mobic is anti-inflammatory to bring healing. Acifax is stomach protection. For pain, Tramadol ER 100 mg is provided 30 tablets to be taken at night. Patient is provided a Ambien 5 mg at night for sleep, and Viva patch is provided for low topical pain relief. Disability continues. Patient is able to continue on a light duty job, 7.7 days, 7 hours with housework replacement, transmission help. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, yes. Interventional pain procedures. None are being ordered at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Past medical records are none existing. And investigations. An MRI of the lumbar spine without contrast is being ordered to identify the cause of the pain and the cause. DME. The patient is provided with a wrist brace and a back brace and a tense unit to bring in some relief. He's doing physical therapy at Michigan Spine Management Center of his own, and he sees Dr. Mustafa for chiropractic care. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 30 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.